And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Aged Jacob gathered his sons to give them his final blessing. We think of blessings as all positive. Jacob's blessings included warnings for some, challenges for others, and honor for only three. What can we learn from Genesis 49? Jacob's last words to his sons. He knew them well, their strengths, their weakness, their inclinations, and flaws that would shape their lives. And he addressed them. He had not been an ideal father. Favoritism and fear marked his life. King David ignored the weaknesses and faults of his sons. We might think it easier to see and know our children and grandchildren, but not bless them with our thoughts. Speaking a blessing needs to be approached prayerfully. Our motivation pure, not judgmental. God-honoring direction. This feature at widowconnection.com.